next item set over from this morning is 1170.
Authorized purchase of replacement police patrol vehicles at $3,243,864.
Good afternoon, Assistant Chief Leloff. You want to lead this presentation, or is our fleet manager?
Well, I'd be happy to begin. First of all, hello, Mayor and Council. It's a pleasure to be before you today with the item to replace 86 patrol vehicles for the Portland Police Bureau. These vehicles that are to be replaced are well beyond their economic life cycle, so they're just wore out and needing to go. We have put aside funding each month of the vehicle's life over its economic life cycle, so we're able to use the money that's set aside out of the fleet equipment and replacement fund. And with that, I'd like to have Mike introduce himself, and then we'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
And John, are these the new vehicles? We went through a long process to figure out what kind of vehicle we're going to be purchasing. Is that what we're about here?
That is correct. Yeah, they would be the new small what I would call
SUVs.
Either a utility or a crossover type vehicle. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you,
Mike Leoff, Assistant Chief, Portland Police Bureau. These are the 5-year life cycles, 5 and 7 year normal rotation. It's a little higher than last year. Only because we slowed down in about 2012. So,
okay, questions. And you've already so this is sorry, catching up to myself. This is authorizing purchase. We haven't yet selected a vendor.
Correct. This is just the authorization telling us that we would like to go, and we'll see how the whole purchasing process and where it takes us. And we'll be back to you later with the purchasing agent's report.
Is this strictly low dollar, or do we have a local preference?
We do have a local preference in there. Unfortunately, with all the different dealers that we have, there's only one really within the city limits. They have so far chosen not to go through the state bid to supply vehicles, but we would be happy to work with any dealership that is willing to work with us.
So I must have misunderstood that the city that it was Gresham Company has already been chosen.
Through the state bid, they are the local dealer that it has a fleet program that allows the vehicles to flow through their fleet program. So even though they are purchased through a state bid, that's how they come to us. But we still do a lot of work with the others as far as buying parts and things that are, because we go as local as we can get.
That's likely to be where you get them from.
Correct.
At least Multnomah County gets the business taxes. That's good.
All right. Other questions? Thank you both very much. Anyone want to speak on this item?
I show some people signed up probably from earlier today. Robert West, Jesse Sponberg, and David Davis. Charles Johnson. Dan Handelman. Julie Cross, Catherine Moore, and Nancy Newell.
Okay, go ahead. Come on up, Ms. Newell. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Robert West. I'm from the Police 911. Portland Police have enough vehicles. I live over by one of the precincts, North Precinct, and I see... at least half the parking lot with cars just sitting in it. The city says they're low on police officers. Why don't they use the cars that are just sitting around in the parking lot? What I see is the apartment complex that's next to the parking lot across the street. They took all that away from the elderly parking and gave that to the police. Signs up there say police parking only now. So the elderly people can only park on one part of the street. But there's never any police cars there. But they do have them in their parking lots, and they do have them in the parking garages and stuff. The city doesn't need more police cars. Especially when they're low on police officers, it's city's what, 85 officers short or something like that. They don't need a bunch more police cars. How are we going to be able to afford all this? If we couldn't afford to give the officers wages last year, how can we give them brand new police cars? I mean, your mayor, you're dishing out a bill that the new mayor is going to wind up having to eat, you know, and it's going to harm the city more than it's going to help the city. And that's what I got to say about that.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon.
Yes, this is Nancy Newell. I'm very concerned about the testimony here today and the quality of oversight by this council. This police department is out of control in expenditures. There's not enough oversight. And the public is trying to make a better police department. Part of that is transport, but it's also a responsibility financially. The police commissioner, I believe, has, as you are mayor, both titles, the responsibility to make sure that these equations are satisfied. And you have just been told by the Department of Justice, because of your non-transparency in an incident, that they are going to not, what was the wording that they used? But anyway, the process has been dead stopped. The process has been dead stopped by you for oversight, for better performance, better cost. All of that is very key to this city's health. And you'll be leaving soon. And we have to live with that. So I would call to your attention that if you have removed a police chief, why aren't you resigning? Because you were part of that, covering it up and not the public not knowing. And the Department of Justice has just said that the whole process of the settlement issue in the city has failed. This is serious stuff. And we're here because we believe that this government should function with ethical standards. And those are not ethical standards. And I can't understand why this continues to be allowed in our community. And the money that you're spending, people don't have that kind of money in their pockets. I just, my property tax has gone up $400 this year. I have fixed income. How many people are being forced out of their homes of these social problems that you're trying to solve, and they're added to the problem? Because there is an oversight. It's just a vicious circle. And in every incident, oh, this is necessary. This is absolutely necessary. And the efforts that the public put in resulted in not much because we were blocked every step of the way in trying to make improvements. And that is a fact. And I could line that up for you, but that's not part of this specific issue, but it's the major issue. I just don't know. And I do know that I would request that you remove yourself over these contracts because you haven't been transparent, because we're not getting the kind of results that we should be getting. And I think it's the ethical thing to do, and I'm asking for that publicly. And I stated this a month ago, that this is out of character for the police commissioner's requirements. It's totally a question of legalities, and some of the people have been treated, thrown down steps. I mean, it's a horrible record. Horrible. Injured. Their lives have changed. And you get to walk away with a big pension. So I just would like to see more accountability.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Okay. Come on up.
While Mr. Wilkins is coming up, I want to put into the record that two of the women who had signed up told me that they weren't able to stay, one for a childcare issue and the other because she didn't feel safe in City Hall after what happened last week. And they both were here this morning to say that we shouldn't give any more resources to the police. And so I just want to put that in the record because I told them I would.
All right, thank you. Go ahead.
I'm Shedrick Wilkins. I don't like this crazy attitude that people have here that you're not listening to people and police stuff. It was a 3-5 vote yes. He didn't vote for it, and he abstained. So, you know, decided that the city council's not listening to people and they should resign is crap. Okay? I mean, you listened to people. It wasn't unanimous. You heard people's considerations. They didn't shut people off from talking here. You didn't shut these people off.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? All right, let's take a vote, please.
Aye.
Ritz. This is a routine purchase of... We have to keep our offices in safe vehicles and updated, and it's very responsible to do this. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Well, I'm going to rely on our fleet manager to make sure that we're purchasing the right number of vehicles and that we're getting a good deal and that we're purchasing them at the right point in the life cycle. I'm going to accept for the moment that 5 years is the right life cycle, though I think that always needs to be reexamined. Someone who drives a 1987 Toyota pickup truck, I can tell you that sometimes they last longer than 5 years. So let's keep an eye on that question. The question was raised about whether our inventory of vehicles is too large for the number of officers that we have. It's a fair question, because we are 80 officers down. So I guess I'm going to ask both of you to keep an eye on that question. Obviously, we don't want to purchase police vehicles that are not used, not utilized, and we certainly don't want to purchase them more frequently than that cost-benefit curve would indicate. So I'm going to trust that both of you are going to keep an eye on those two questions, because if it comes down to where we spend a dollar, I'd rather spend it on people first and equipment second, as long as we have adequate equipment to do the job. But with those caveats, I'll support this. Aye. Okay.